Joining me now to discuss the intervention is Dr. Bandile Masuka. He is Gauteng's chair of the Health and Education Subcommittee. Dr. Masuka, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, and good evening to the listener, and thanks for having us on the show.
Now, you said that the meeting assisted in developing an in-depth understanding of student grievances that led to the development of a plan of intervention that will be implemented in the coming weeks. We all know that there isn't enough accommodation as it stands. We all know that walk-ins are difficult to deal with, that universities have appealed to students to deal with it in different ways. The EFF Student Command issued different instructions, and it looks as if students have yielded to their call. What are the interventions that you are going to make that's going to change the situation?
Yes, that's why one of the reasons that we said we want to develop an in-depth understanding is that everybody has got this knowledge, a common knowledge about the problems, but we have not really sat down with students to understand in terms of individual institutions, what are the issues and what are the problems that relate to student accommodation, and what are the problems that relate to the historical debt for the ITFAL, for example. So part of the meeting was to take a consultative process with them so that as the ANC, we don't take a paternal view of saying that we understand your issues without having engaged with them. But the intervention plan is already in place. We are already in motion. Today we had a march where we went to the Department of Higher Education and Training just to highlight the plight of the students in Gauteng as led by the PYA. So the other engagement...
Dr. Masuka, can I just come in here? What is your practical implementation going to mean in terms of the interventions? If you are marching on the education department to highlight the plight, I must say that that is a very weak intervention because everyone knows the plight of the students. What are you doing practically to address the issue?
Yes, that's why you totally stopped me when I was going into the other aspect of the whole thing. But anyway, the issue is that on the intermediate, we're going to engage the vice chancellors of all the universities.
With the aim of doing what?
In the aim of resolving individual institutions' problems, which Italian students have highlighted with all these institutions. Whilst in the national aspect, we are looking at how engaging the Department of Higher Education and Training with Treasury on how we resolve the issue of the historic debt. The issue of the student accommodation, which is one of the main problems that we're actually going to deal with, and also involving our own government in Gauteng, is to have a stakeholder-driven process where developers, investors, public works, and the universities will come together and derive a plan on how we're going to create beds and also establish how many beds we have, both mainly in private, because in institutions, we know how many beds we have and what is the shortage. So that engagement is going to happen just before the end of this month.
Dr. Masuka, can you give me a number of beds that are required, let's say, for example, at Wits University? How many beds do you require, and where are you going to get those beds, and what are the time frames for when you're going to solve these issues?
The estimation of the beds required in Gauteng alone, including what TVETs are having, is almost around 350 beds.
Mm.
And what we are saying is that through the process of public-private partnerships, we'll be able to reduce the number drastically, because there are a number of people and buildings that are available that can be utilized to house and give beds. And also with the rapid release program of government, there are departments of public works which are not used, which we are going to give to institutions and to private developers to make sure that we are able to give beds. We are not shy to understand that also the issue of regulation of the prices of this accommodation will become important.
I was just going to ask, who's going to pay for the accommodation?
The accommodation, the accredited, remember there are two types of accommodation that we get now. There's ones that are provided by universities and those ones that are provided privately.
Mm.
Those who are provided privately, they also get to a process of accreditation where NSFAS can also, NSFAS students can also pay through universities or directly to those landlords to be able to house those students. So that model is working, but we just need to create the final detail on how we regulate some of them.
All right, Mr. Dr. Masuka, we will check in with you once you have finessed your plan and see whether you have been in a position to actually assist the students. We're talking about 350 beds at this stage that needs to be found. We will be checking in with Dr. Bandile Masuka, the Gauteng ANC Chair of Health and Education Subcommittee, on how far they've come in assisting students who do not have adequate accommodation.